This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Okay. All right, folks. Thank you for staying with us. We are... Actually, what we're going to do right now is... we're going to play one of Allison's songs, and John's going to cue it up. Tell Me More Lies. So it's about 3 minutes long. Enjoy it, and we'll be back after the end of the song.
I can sleep tonight. Tell me what I want to hear. Tell me everything's all right. Love them lies, lies like walls in prison. Stack them up high. Television is tunnel vision. Blocks out the light. Love them lies. Time to know better when it's too late. Lie me news and weather, so I submit to my fate. Love them lies. War is peace. Freedom is slavery. Ignorance is strength. Notification of action taken on your YouTube video. Regarding your account, Alison Chablot, we have received a legal complaint regarding your video. After review, the following video, Tell Me More Lies, has been blocked from view on the following YouTube country sites: Austria, Switzerland, Czech Republic, Germany, France, United Kingdom, Israel, Italy, New Caledonia, Poland, and a few other places as well. YouTube blocks content wherever necessary to comply with local laws. Keep faking those laws and sure to need my breath. Truth is a lost cause. Just lie me to death. Love them lies. Just barcode and chip me and sing me a song. You know you can turn me off if I go wrong. Love them lies. Keep them coming. Love them lies. Love them lies.
And I guess that is the whole point here, is that people can turn it off if they don't want to hear it, right?
Well, yes. But that song's a mashup of two songs, and as I was saying earlier, the inspiration came from this trolling of my social media account. But so that song was, the lyrics are in fact by Gerard Menuhin, who wrote a wonderful book that everybody should have on their bookshelf called Tell the Truth and Shame the Devil. And he sent me the lyrics to the poem that he'd written, Tell Me More Lies, stating how, you know, how we are lied to constantly by the mainstream, the fake news that comes in droves, especially when it concerns historical events of the Second World War. And I all my videos were closed down. You know, they cannot have people discovering my channel and listening to some vaguely anodyne song and then discovering my more controversial songs and being red-pilled, because that is, of course, the strength of the arts, the strength of the music. As you kindly said the other day in your interview with Vinnie Eastwood, that these people, they know that the arts are powerful tool as a way to get the message across. So I took the Mickey out of YouTube's own support email. I've got I think 68 videos on my YouTube channel, and at one time they were all under these notifications. They've all been sandboxed. They're all banned across Europe, including in the United Kingdom. Even that song was banned. YouTube banned their own lyrics, pretty much, because they just get these legal requests all the time from the Jewish lobby that they have time to do this. They have rooms full of people complaining all day. As it was Nathan Benjamin said, Jewish life, I hardly exaggerate, consists of two elements, extracting money and protesting. And he was Jewish, so he must have known.
Wow. That's, I mean, look, no matter what anybody wants to say, okay, Jewish, Christian, Muslim, it doesn't matter. What's important is, and I have this on my Skype ID, you know, you can put up like a quote or whatever you want. And the origin of this line is in question, whether or not it was Voltaire, and it really doesn't matter, because it goes, and most people have heard it, to learn who rules over you, simply find out who you are not allowed to criticize. And
yes,
yeah, go ahead, please.
That's what I mean. When has anybody ever been harmed physically or lost? But, well, that's perhaps different, but been harmed by mere words. Okay, we can say that the pen is mightier than the sword, and I think there is a lot of truth in that statement. But to criminalize speech really is a slippery slope. And I was reading Germa Rudolph the other day, and I've also expressed the same opinion, and that a lot of people in our circles want to exonerate Adolf Hitler, and certainly Adolf Hitler was right on a number of issues. However, when he came to power, he removed the civil rights of Germans. Therefore, we cannot now complain about freedom of speech being removed if we do not also condemn those dictatorial regimes that did the same. You know, we complain, we hear often complaints about China, about North Korea, about Malaysia, about places where, and the Arab world, where people are not allowed to express their opinions. Egypt, Saudi Arabia, Iran. I saw that there was a dancer arrested, a girl who was posting her photos, videos of herself dancing in Iran, and she was detained and arrested and had to make a groveling apology to the regime. We cannot condemn, we have to condemn them all, but the fact that this is happening, people like me, I'm a 54-year-old educated woman. I was provoked into writing these songs because of the attacks on my livelihood, on my career. I mean, these people, they've even attacked my family. Can you believe this, David? They sent journalists over to Switzerland. They've had the Swiss police get in touch with my 27-year-old daughter, trying to find out where I am. And I've been out of Switzerland since 2010. I've been back on holidays, but I've not been there for the past 2 years. They want to frighten members of our own families into denouncing us. It's bad enough in Europe, but it's getting just as bad in the UK. It really is quite frightening. No one's
yes.
been harmed by no one's been harmed by my songs. No one.
Well, you can't be harmed by music, especially your. You can laugh. I mean, it's hilarious. That's the thing. They can do what
That's
they
right.
want, right? They can have this vile creature, Sarah Silverman or Berg or Stein, whatever her name is, doing the nasty things that she does. They give her a platform. That's okay. We can mock Christianity. We can make it look like a joke. We can mock it out in movies. They can do whatever they want. But as soon as one person, you in the UK, makes a couple of songs, they unleash their army on you. They actually have the law enforcement authorities do their bidding, pick you up, lock you up. Explain to the listeners about how they, because you told this to me in an interview we did, about how they had gradually been suffocating your civil rights, your liberties.
Well, yes. I mentioned before they've been targeting all of my gigs, every venue I played, and this culminated in me being taken to court. I think there've been 10, 11, 12 court hearings for a summary offence. It's not an indictable offence. A summary offence only. Communications Act, causing gross offence. As I've been saying, all my social media accounts have been banned. And the result of this court case, I've been sentenced to prison, but a suspended sentence. But it's nevertheless a custodial sentence. 5 months suspended for 2 years. I have also got a 180-hour unpaid work order, 20 days of rehabilitation, and a year-long ban now on social media. But what is social media? Is sending emails, group emails, social media. There's no legal definition. There's no legal definition of anti-Semitism, even, in the UK. This is all an effort to set in stone this Holocaust narrative. If you question it, if you dare to question it, you are a heretic. And my case is quite groundbreaking. There's never been a case like it in British legal history. There have been other cases where Holocaust denial has been implicated with a public order of that offence of racism, inciting racial or religious hatred. I think these laws are exceedingly dubious in any free liberal democracy as well. You can either have freedom of expression, or you can have a permitted range of opinion. And of course, that since my case, which I will say now, I am appealing. I will be appealing, and it will be a full retrial in autumn, September, probably more likely October. The range of opinion has suddenly been narrowed, and is my case just a message? Because it's been hugely condemned in the press. It's had a
I want to get on that.
Yeah.
Exactly that point when we come back from the break. Thanks, Allison. Folks, we'll be right back. And we're going to take your calls. We're going to give out the number.
Numana, the true pioneer of healthy, storable foods and preparedness products, has gone and done it again. Numana is now the first food storage company in the country to offer organic powdered milk free of hormones. Our goal is to change the way you look at storable food. Numana is GMO-free, contains no high-fructose corn syrup, aspartame, or artificial ingredients. Numana's great-tasting and easy-to-fix meals are perfect for emergencies or a quick dinner for your family this weekend. We also offer the revolutionary Defender Pack, which combines organic superfoods with the GMO-free meals our customers rave about. Go to Numana.com or call 888-597-0775 today to learn more. That's 888-597-0775. Numana. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
We are back. We are back and better than ever. Allison, please continue and please make mention of the curfew as well.
Yes. I was found guilty of these of uploading these three songs to the internet, which no one was forced to listen to. The judge said we're insulting the Jews. Well, I didn't really mean to insult Jews. I meant to mock people like, as I said, this Blatt, Wiesel, Otto Frank, who 30 years after his death is suddenly a co-author of the famous diary. So yes, I was found guilty. Before sentencing, the judge gave another 3 weeks where I was, he imposed a curfew on me, and I had to be in from 11 p.m. at night till 4 a.m. in the morning, and reside at a certain address, my address, not to leave England or Wales. I was also supposed to wear one of these electronic tags, but I managed to get out of that by filming these crews who turned up at my address. The first one, they were dressed in military combat gear, and when I had my phone in my hand, and they said, "What are you doing?" I said, "Oh, I'm filming." And they ran off down the drive, saying, "You're on bail. Police are going to come and arrest you." That didn't happen. But in the end, the judge waived that specification. I didn't need any electronic bracelet. But then I was sentenced. And in fact, on the day I was convicted, before the curfew was set, the judge was the judge implied seriously that he was minded to have me put in prison. My songs were such a serious offences. He thought they were serious offences that I would be put in prison. The maximum prison sentence is 6 months plus an unlimited fine. He went pretty much as far as he could. You know, I got 20 weeks, which is 5 months, but suspended. So, yes, I went along to my sentencing with a bag ready to be sent to prison if necessary. But the probation officer in London had said he would be very surprised. In fact, the probation officer said that he'd received instructions that day. This was a week before I was sentenced, that my case was to be treated differently than had previously been considered. And this is perhaps not only down to the protests on the Gaza border, where 50-odd Palestinians were killed in cold blood by the IDF. I'm not sure if there were 50, there were more than that. But also because there were several articles in the press by prominent Jews who were very, very critical of my conviction, saying, you know, the articles were typical, you know, she can lie and defame and be as talentless and atrocious and repulsive as she likes, but don't criminalize speech in this way. It's a big mistake. You know, that's the thing that I can complain about my work having been censored over the past 18 months since my legal proceedings began. But in fact, press coverage has been such that this has brought great attention to our cause, and more people have become aware of the possible, the certain lies that we've been told about the past, about the role of the German National Socialists with regard to how they treated Jews. Yes, we know people were treated badly if they were considered to be enemies of the state, but they were certainly not hoarded in industrial fashion into homicidal gas chambers. Of that, there is no proof. If there is proof, then I, as well as all the other revisionists, would be quite happy to say, okay, we were wrong. But we've been waiting, revisionists have been waiting for decades for this proof. Even one single photograph, David, one single drawing or plan of these supposed homicidal gas chambers, but nothing. Nothing. So it's like asking us to believe in the, I don't know, unicorn. You know, well, where's the proof that these unicorns exist? You want me to believe in something that for which there's no proof of existence? For which, you know, the whole country has been demonized and made to pay when there is no proof. It's lamentable, and it needs to stop.
You're 100% right, and there's the music, and folks, we will be right back.
If you like alkaline water or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You have- USA Radio News.
We have our senior leaders meeting all across the world with people that we have deep disagreements with. It is incredibly valuable to the people of the United States of America that President Putin and President Trump continue to engage in dialogue to resolve the difficult issues that our countries face between each other. I think this makes enormous sense, and I'm very hopeful that that meeting will take place this fall.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo outside the United Nations holding a brief press conference talking about President Trump's plans to invite Russian President Vladimir Putin to Washington this fall. The town of Branson, Missouri, is still in shock today after 17 people were killed when a duck boat packed with tourists capsized last night due to high winds. Jim Patterson is a president of Ripley Entertainment. He says this duck boat never should have been in the water.
No, it shouldn't have been in the water if what happened happened.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. Hey! So why am I outside my beachfront suite, aimlessly leading a 40-guest conga through the streets of Myrtle Beach? Hey! Because Hotels.com lets me do me. Hey! And because once you start a conga, apparently it's impossible to stop.
Hey!
I have no idea where I'm leading these people. Hey! Hotels.com. You do you, and get rewarded.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Okay, folks, welcome back. Thank you for tuning in. Listen to this fascinating yet cautionary tale. That's a nice term that should be used more often because there are many cautionary tales out there, and if we don't pay attention to these matters, soon they'll be affecting us. It just reminded me of the you gotta tell the listeners, not right now, but in a bit, about the when you were walking out of court after the sentencing, that BBC reporter. Let me just say this: what you said to him, folks. The phones are open now, so if you want to give a call and ask Allison anything. Or if you have any comments, the number is 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. And we'll be going here until 4:44, so another about 9 minutes. So please call in when you can. Might as well talk about it now, Allison, when you were leaving the court, because I asked you, did you get any mainstream media coverage? And you told me about what happened when you were exiting the court after the sentencing. Why don't you tell the listeners about that?
Yes, there were always protesters outside, a handful of protesters with their Israeli flags, shouting, you know, Nazi scum off our streets and things like this. But there were a number of reporters on the day I was convicted, including the BBC's religious correspondent, who at one time was probably the world's most famous journalist, Martin Bashir. He interviewed Princess Diana before she was killed in a car crash. And he also interviewed Michael Jackson. Of course, he wanted to interview me in March 2017, but I declined. I thought, no, you know, all his previous interviewees have suddenly, you know, shortly after being interviewed by this gentleman, has kicked the bucket. So I politely declined. But he was there, and he asked me, you know, oh, the judge said that your songs were insulting as they possibly could be. What do you have to say? So I simply said, first they came for the singers, which of course is a parody of the famous socialist. First they came for the communists, but I wasn't a communist, so I didn't say anything. But everybody knows now. Mr. Bashir didn't have a chance to ask me any other questions because my faithful supporters, thank you very much, Chris was there, Chris and Simon. They shoved him out of the way rather unceremoniously. But yes, that was on the radio that night, on the BBC radio. There was also coverage on the BBC main national news, on ITV, independent television. So yes, it got a bit of coverage. But I can still walk around. Nobody seems nobody's come after me with a machete or anything, or even recognized me. So we can say that, you know, my 15 minutes has been slightly longer than 15 minutes, but I'm luckier than some.
Yes.
The Schaefers in Germany, Jeff Turner here in the United Kingdom, who's been locked up for speech crime. I'm lucky than some. I still do have my freedom in a limited form, but I still have my freedom.
Yes, absolutely. But they did put a crimp in your earning capability, didn't they?
Oh yes. Going back to what I was saying about my Cornell salute, that was I was doing the cruise company there and then. And since then, I've struggled. You know, spent all my savings. But since my court case began, and I've had this press coverage, I've had more followers on my website, alisonchablot.com. And there, people have been donating. I have several people who are very faithful and very generous with their donations. So that has pretty much kept me going over the past year. And I've also sold a few of my CDs. I have a little Bandcamp link, and I will be uploading more music to there. But that's any donations, of course, welcome. I'm very grateful.
Yes, and just spell out for the listeners the website, because they might think that your last name is spelled differently than it is.
Okay, well, it's Allison, Alison, Stablo, Chabloz. And for those interested, you say, oh, well, it sounds Jewish. No, it's a Swiss name. It's quite a common French name. In fact, it comes from France, from Savoie, from the Savoyard Mountains. Sometimes it's spelled with a T or a D at the end, but the Swiss version ends in Z, and it's not Jewish. In fact, there's a tale by Josephus, who was a Roman Jewish medieval historian, and he writes about a case during the one of the pogroms where Jews were expelled for poisoning a well near Vevey, which is quite close to Montreux, Switzerland, Lake Geneva, in that region, in the French-speaking region. And it was called the Chablot Well. And these Jews, they were, you know, he was put on the rack and confessed to having poisoned the Chablot Well, which I thought was, you know, quite an interesting little tale, considering
yes.
that's my name. And it comes from my ex Swiss husband. It's not my maiden name. I'm English born and bred, as you said at the beginning.
So just for because here in the United States we say Z and not Z, and I understand, you know, my wife is from Europe and they use different sounding terms for the alphabets, but it's Chablot, chabloz.com.
Yeah.
So AllisonChablot.com. And then they can go there and they can learn all about you, and they could also, if they wanted to, make a donation. Is that right? Right from that yes. website?
Yes, there's a PayPal link and there's a Bitcoin link as well. Yeah.
Okay, great. Yeah, because this is, you see, once folks really understand the mechanics of how they assaulted you, how it was a relentless, as you said, and you could say, well, they came after every gig, they came after everything. They really did. These yeah. people were determined to destroy you, and you said something. I love this when you said what you did about how they came after you, because we talked about the laws as I opened up the show about the United States having the First Amendment and freedom of speech. You said it's against the law in European countries to criticize these things. You have to believe the creed. It's a religion. And if you don't believe, you're a heretic. And you must be burned at the stake, crucified, if not physically terminated, because I don't think it's in our enemy's interest to make us appear the victim, to put us in a position of the victim, but you are a heretic, and they will execute you socially and professionally. And this is what they have done to you, but they haven't done it completely, because there you do have a lot of people in your corner, and not just in the United Kingdom. You have fans all over the world. I know that,
yes,
and I know
yes.
that because I've seen it. Tell listeners about some of your supporters, literally all over the world.
Yes, I mean, this is the thing, that it's a massive shot in the foot. I mean, yes, it's been a deeply stressful period of my life, that's for sure. But like I said, when I uploaded these songs, I was nobody. My accusers would have been far more intelligent just to ignore me, just to leave me in my little group, performing at little nationalist meetings, letting me sell my CDs. But no, they gave me worldwide publicity that I could never have paid for in a million years, in 6 million years. And so it's a shot in the foot. You know, and by this, they have also exposed their methods. By way of this, you know, even prominent Jews are shocked. You know, Daniel Finkelstein, you know, who's one of these prominent Jews, writes for the Times, he's been granted a peerage. He's a peer of the realm, Baron Lord Finkelstein. Another one who writes for the Times and the Jewish Chronicle, Oliver Kam, who were all previously, you know, they're all, oh, she's an appalling Holocaust denier, block, let's not debate her. But now they're kind of backtracking and saying, oh, you know, whoa, this was a big mistake to have convicted her. Of course it was. They've opened a can of worms, a massive can of worms. And these same people who are now saying, oh, we should never have prosecuted her, what they whine about anti-Semitism, yet they've been given prominent positions in society. How do they think that works?
We'll be right back, folks. We got another break, and we'll be back.
Yeah.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call **1234. That's **1234. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the IRS collections process right now by calling **1234. When you call the Tax Defense Center, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate your back taxes, including penalties and interest. **1234. **1234 could save you thousands on your back taxes. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. It's your hard-earned money. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the call that could help you end the worry today. **1234. That's **1234. **1234. **1234.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise@gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
All right, folks. Thanks for coming back. We are on again here. This looks like it's the last segment of the show. Boy, does it just goes quick. You know, this one goes for 10 minutes. And let me just say, before we get back to Allison, folks, visit thepowermall.com because that is how the Power Mall stays in business. And you need Power Hour to stay in business. That's how the Power Hour stays in business, not the Power Mall. This is something that is not just limited to Allison, although what they did to her was very extreme for writing and singing songs. Obviously, you heard one of them. You see the danger of that song and how painful it is just to listen to it. But as you know, YouTube, which is owned by Google, they actually they attacked the Power Hour. They deleted the Power Hour's YouTube channel. So all of the work and time and effort and money that went into creating this channel here for listeners and viewers, they took down. This didn't just happen, but this did happen recently over the past couple of months, and primarily because people like Jim Fetzer were interviewed. The Health Ranger, InfoWars, they went after. Any channel that Jim Fetzer was on has been attacked. So why? Why are they doing it? Of course, Jim is over at moonrockbooks.com. But why would they do that? Why would they just, in a blanket way, just delete channels? Because they don't want that information getting out, because they know it will upset the powers that be, or as Allison so wonderfully says, the powers that should not be. So please, folks, visit that website, thepowermall.com, to support the Power Hour so the Power Hour can stay around and have these wonderful interviews like with Allison Chablot. So, Allison, where are we at now with all this? What can you tell the listeners about this? Again, I'll use that same term, this cautionary tale.
It's an interesting topic. I think perhaps some other people might think, oh, why would you want to be looking at these piles of corpses, etc. But it's an interesting tale, and I think it has repercussions also with the anti-racism multicultural industry, globalist industry. That is how they keep all this multiculturalism business going, is by saying, oh, racism begins with name-calling and leads straight to the gas chambers. But when there is no proof of these gas chambers, then people should start to ask questions. However, asking questions to themselves, there are plenty of books to read, and I really recommend going to CODO.com, the Committee for Open Debate on the Holocaust, Germar Rudolph's company. And you can download quite a number of books on there. There are a couple by Thomas Dalton, which are great introductions for those interested. And there's also the small booklets, just a few hundred pages, 60, 70 pages, works by Carlo Mattonio, and there are more consequential books by Germar Rudolph himself. And you can download these for free. And in fact, the website there is holocausthandbooks.com. So all these books you can order, hard copies if that's what you prefer, but you can download them for free and then read them on your Kindle. Just learn. Knowledge is power. However, to go out in public and start asking, I would do that. If I'm on a train journey and I get talking to somebody, I might well breach the subject, which I wouldn't have done 3 or 4 years ago, but now I do. I'm unafraid. But for those who have a job, who have a mortgage, who have children at school, then it's wise to think carefully before one expresses oneself. Of course, it's different when you're in the artistic world. We artists tend to react with our work to what's happening to us around in our lives. That's why I wrote these songs. Anything that you do, you can start just talking to your family about these issues. And that's, I do this with my own family, and I have seen quite a difference over the past 5 or 6 years with them talking about these issues. At first they didn't want to know, but now they are listening. That is for sure, they're listening. They might not agree with everything I say, but they are willing to listen, and far less reluctant to hear these kinds of arguments, and we're helped in a way by the mainstream media. For example, there was a press article the other day that Birmingham, which is the UK's second largest city, I'm not sure whether it's 2 or 3 million people who live there, perhaps more, will by 2021 be majority non-white. And this is in England. This is in England. So in my lifetime, it has changed dramatically. And in the lifetime of my parents, are both in their 70s, it's been even more so. When they were children, England was 99.9% white. And now, just these few decades later, we have England's second biggest city, which in 3 years' time will officially be majority non-white. And these things, we need to get them out there and say, look, you know, how will you feel? How will your grandchildren feel? How will your great-grandchildren feel? Well, not only they're a minority in these big conglomerates, in these big urban areas, but they're a minority in the whole of the country. This is what has happened since the end of the First World War, and this is being sustained by the lies about the so-called Holocaust. And yes, there are other issues at stake. There's the Calpurnia program, Israeli's control of the high-tech industry, the issues of Israeli and China joining forces to manipulate and dominate the high-tech industry. What do the Americans want? They've already had their heavy industry removed, their manufacturing removed. Do they also want their high-tech technology removed to different parts of the world? And then they'll just be doing service jobs, like serving in Starbucks. People really need to start waking up to all of these issues. And perhaps some people won't agree with me, oh, the Holocaust, we don't care, nobody cares. But it is that. It's forced down our throats 24/7. 24/7 they'll be arresting somebody because they posted a Facebook something about. I saw Zuckerberg the other day. I was quite impressed with him. He's saying, you know, we should allow Holocaust denial on Facebook. Yes. But again, you know, it all comes down to being to internal Jewish discussion. Zuckerberg is Facebook. It was the Jewish lobby that were complaining about this. We hear this from the Jewish-controlled mainstream media. But in the end, everything boils down to a Jewish-controlled debate. We are many. We are many. There are many of us. There were 8 billion whites still left. There are still enough of us to turn things around before it really is too late.
You're 100% right, Allison. AllisonChablot.com. Folks, go to the website. Allison, thanks so much for coming on today. Like I said, you are a heroine to me, a real hero to me. So thank you for doing what you have done and continue to do what you do.
Thank you for having me, David. It's been a great pleasure. Thanks.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Theparamol.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at theparamol.com today.
Other gold companies are in the business to sell. USGoldCoins.com is in the business to educate. Educate yourself by signing up to receive a free information packet on how to invest in today's economy safely while protecting your wealth. Call 1-800-HOT-COIN. That's 1-800-HOT-COIN. Protect your future and get sound advice at USGoldCoins.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.